RNZ Pacific News, Nisan Bulavinaka, I'm Lydia Lewis. In Fiji, the People's Alliance Party deputy leader Dan Lobandan has been arrested on charges of vote buying. This has been confirmed by the party general secretary, who says the Fiji Independent Commission Against Corruption is expected to carry out a search at the party office Monday afternoon local time. Fiji Village Report's deputy leader Linda Tabuya was also questioned by the anti-corruption body over the weekend, and her office has also been searched. Meanwhile, the 2022 general election has officially kicked off. Almost 78,000 Fijians are eligible to vote at 613 pre-polling venues during this week. Supervisor of Elections Mohamed Sanim says an electronic dashboard has been set up on the official elections website, which allows people to track the entire process of pre-poll voting on each of the 5 days.
We will be conducting this exercise over the next 5 days, and our teams have already been deployed for some of the rural areas such as in the islands, such as our team for the Lau, Lomaiviti, Lakemba, Nau and the Dia. Areas have already been dispatched from Suva.
Mr. Sanim adds pre-polling will continue until Friday. Aftershocks have been felt in Apia following a 6.7 magnitude earthquake that struck in the Samoa Islands region about 8:30 a.m. local time. The US Geological Survey reports the shake happened at a depth of 36 kilometres. RNZ Pacific correspondent in American Samoa, Monica Miller, says she has not felt any aftershocks where she is, but Apia residents have taken to social media saying they have and are scared. She was at home when the initial jolt struck.
Yes, I definitely felt that quake. It was close to 7:30 on a Sunday morning. I was actually ironing to get ready to go to Mass this first Sunday of the month. And then the house, I felt a tremor. And then I thought, oh, maybe it's just the, some movement in the house. And then it just shook. I felt maybe it went on for about 5-6 seconds. And yes, that was a really strong one.
Monica Miller says the National Weather Service has issued an advisory saying there's no threat of a tsunami. The number of active cases in Niue has almost hit 60, with 5 new cases recorded in the latest 24-hour reporting period. Niue Hospital is experiencing staffing shortages due to the outbreak. In a statement, the government says new health measures at the hospital have been implemented to protect health workers. From Monday local time, the outpatient entrance in front of Niue Hospital will be closed to the general public. Anyone wishing to see a doctor will need to use the after hours and emergency entrance and will need to be tested for COVID-19 before seeing a doctor. 2 naturalised Marshallese citizens have pleaded guilty in a US court to conspiring to violate the US Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in connection with a multi-year scheme to bribe government officials. Carrie Yan and Gina Zhao had been charged with 3 counts each of violating the act and 2 counts of money laundering. The pair, originally from China, were convicted of bribing government officials to pass legislation to establish a special investment zone at Rongelap Atoll in the Marshall Islands. Rongelap Atoll was exposed to high-level radioactive fallout from the Bravo hydrogen bomb test in 1954, rendering it largely uninhabitable. Yan, 51, and Zhao, 35, are awaiting sentencing. The body of a missing man has been found in a vacant lot near a store on Saipan in the Northern Mariana Islands. His relatives reported him missing 2 weeks ago, and the body was found last Friday in an advanced stage of decomposition. It has been identified by police as 38-year-old Chakese, the man they have been looking for. Police say he is believed to have been dead for at least 2 weeks prior to the discovery of his body. A US Coast Guard commander says training in the Pacific region is tailored to what each island nation needs and requests. The commander of the 14th US Coast Guard District, Rear Admiral Michael Day, is responsible for directing Coast Guard operations throughout Oceania. Rear Admiral Day told RNZ Pacific, some of the training can involve basic steamship through to how to maintain a vessel or navigation, depending on what is asked for.
We listen to what they put forth, and if we can help, we do. And we found more often than not, we are able to supply some training of benefit. And then we like to operate with them also so that, you know, we're not strangers when we meet. And it goes back. We've been in the region for decades now, working with these different. So we have longstanding relationships that we value.
Daily smoking rates for Pacific youth in New Zealand are at a record low, but the number of youth vaping has increased. The latest survey results from Action for Smoke Free show 1.2% of Pacific Year 10 students are smoking daily, a decrease from 5.3%. Group Board Director Sir Colin Tukuitonga, who is a strong advocate for Māori and Pacific health, says there is promising news on the vaping front too.
You know, as the smoking rates have dropped, vaping has gone up. But for the first time this year, the vaping levels in young people appear to have leveled off. In other words, it's not continuing to rise as that's done in the past.
Over 29,000 students in Year 10 aged 14 to 15 years took part. In sport, the Fijian Drua and Moana Pacifica's spots in Super Rugby Pacific has been secured until 2030. This has been confirmed by New Zealand Rugby and Rugby Australia following a joint venture agreement in Sydney. Jan Kahoot reports.
NZR Chief Executive Mark Robinson and his Australian counterpart Andy Marinos both welcomed a new partnership which will extend the existing joint venture from 2024 to 2030 as a significant moment for rugby in the Pacific. Mr. Robinson says the agreement represents a unified commitment to the Super Rugby Pacific format. He says they have charted a new path with the introduction of Moana Pacifica and the Fijian Drua this year and believe they have entered an exciting new era for rugby in the region. The 2023 Super Rugby Pacific season opens for Fijian Drua and Moana Pacifica on February 25th when they face each other at Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland.
The Fiji Pearls did not get off on the right foot after going down 62-43 against Botswana in the Nations Cup in Singapore. Botswana dominated the first quarter to race up to an impressive 21-7 advantage. The early lead provided crucial as the rest of the game was closer, with Botswana outscoring Fiji by just 1 and 2 goals respectively in the second and third quarters. Though both teams were equal on goals, 12 all, in the last quarter the Fijians found their groove too late and could not catch up to their opponent's lead. And that is the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.